Need change in educational systems of the developing countries by Maksud Hasni. The importance of lecture cannot be denied. Lecture has been part of education for centuries and it has been creating great men in different fields who have performed praiseworthy marvels in the life. The trend and behavior of the present time have changed. Its needs are totally different from the former ones. Therefore, lecture method cannot be totally relied upon as regards education. The communication of matter to the students is not possible through this method. With respect to the fast increasing needs, changes are necessary in the educational systems of the developing countries. Without these changes, these countries cannot take part in the race of developing countries, and they will have to depend on the others at every step to pace with present time. The resources of developing countries are limited. If these limited resources are lavishly spent on imports, the burden of loans will be the future of these countries. There is no doubt that the resources of these countries, along with imports, have attached with other reference for centuries, and the bloodsuckers are marring the dream of prosperity. The irony is that the capital of these countries has usurped by these bloodsuckers. The rebellion against these suckers is just like suicide. But the teachers of these poor countries can do a lot remaining within the limits of their resources. In this regard, the need not at all to demand anything from any person/countries. Interest, sympathy and determination to do something would be the helper. I suggest some points in this regard. If they are joined with the lecture, the possibility is there that some way may be searched out to keep pace with the present race of awareness. One, TV has been a thing of daily use and even the poor house can, to a large extent, afford it. The student must be molded to pay attention to the relevant programmers. Two, the student must be taught the use of library and the teachers must be pointed out the relevant books. Three, there must be quiz programs regarding the concerned matter. Four, group study must be introduced. Five, debates must be arranged in the class. Six, promotion test must be divided parts. The students must be given homework. Asterisk, classes test be taken in a month. These two must have 50% marks while the promotion test should also have 50% marks. 7. INBA thesis must be written by the students regarding their course and this thesis must be compulsory for INBA. For example, in literature, the thesis can be divided into three parts. Essays on course fiction poetry, the thesis must be supervised by the class teachers. 8. And crowd the students to prepare notes under discussion lesson. Thus a lot of steps can be taken by the teachers, institutions and the relevant boards/universities.